Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You. I'm Nicole Sclafani, joined here by Cameron Ganass. Having a great time here in the second hour of Ebling and You. Joining us right now, we have Eric Larson from Impression 5 Science Center. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. So tell us, me and Cam were talking before the break, what is grossology? Sounds kind of cool.
It's very cool. Grossology is a traveling exhibition that's been touring the country for the past few years. And the really cool piece about it is it talks about all the gross stuff that our bodies do. And so it's a natural book for kids to get interested in science. And that's coming to see us here in Lansing in January.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Eric, Cameron here. Good to hear you. And speaking of gross, I think you're a little bit under the weather, so thanks for not coming into the studio and infecting us.
Yeah, I'm glad we could do it today and not yesterday, because I was not feeling well yesterday for sure.
Grossology.
So the exhibit doesn't land until January, but in the next few minutes we have with you here, talk a little bit about what kind of exhibits exist right now, and maybe a good reason to come into Impression 5 is to buy a family pass for somebody for the holidays so that they can come back in January.
Sure, it's absolutely a great gift idea, a very green gift, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
For $100, you can buy a Family Plus membership to Impression 5, which is completely tax deductible, get you into over 400 other science centers throughout the country as well. So if you're traveling for the holidays, it's a nice way to save some money. And then, of course, you get into Impression 5 for 12 months as well, and that includes a number of guest passes and all kinds of discounts on all the cool science camps and other things that we offer. So it's a really great deal, especially if you're one of those families that likes to do things together and learn together.
Is the plus, is that the with the grandma and grandpa involved, or is that a different membership?
That does include the grandparents, so they can bring the grandchildren in on that membership at any time, and everybody's included.
And I went to Impression 5 probably last year. I remember shooting a Lansing Lowdown there, and I got to play around with all the cool stuff you guys have there, which is amazing. And I learned a lot, and I just couldn't wait to bring, you know, my nieces and nephews there and inside. Have you seen it grow, at least? Has it always been just a steady stream of visitors there? Or have you seen any increase going on? Because I just think it's great. The more people that know about it, you know, and I tell friends, you know, just like Potter Park Zoo, it's just something that's amazing in this town that we have available to families.
Yeah, we have such wonderful cultural organizations here. You know, when you mentioned the zoo and the art galleries and Impression 5 and museums on campus, it's just an amazing offering. We have seen a really interesting trend over the last few years, at least at the Science Center, that the number of school group visits, those people that come on school buses during the school day, those are really plateaued for us. But the group that's really growing is that family group.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now serving about 130,000 visitors, which is a really big number for us. Just 5 years ago, we were at about 77,000. So this has been an amazing trend for us. Of course, it's a challenge and kind of a call to action for us to make sure that we continually raise the bar and make sure that we're providing things that people want to see.
You talked about the winter camps coming up, and I'm assuming I know for a fact that those winter camps happen over the holiday breaks because I've signed my kids up for them. But talk about how many opportunities are there and for what ages?
Well, it's interesting that it's kind of a perfect storm the way that the calendar lays out this year, because most holiday breaks are basically that week before Christmas and the week after Christmas. And so for the first week, we have 4 days because the Science Center is closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for our families. And then the following week, we have 5 days. And typically what we've done is you've had to sign up for all 4 days or a full week. And we really, in listening to our members and what people want, we've decided to split those up now. And you can sign up your child or children for 1 day or multiple days, whatever you would like. And we're doing things like Mythbuster Science. We're doing a class on chemistry bonanza. We're doing one called Science for Pirates.
Mm.
And they're really geared at children ages 5 through 12. Now, if you have children older than that, we would also love to have them come down and volunteer during the holiday break. And they can get trained to help people on the exhibit floor or help with slime demonstrations, those types of things.
It's such an immersive place. I guess immersive education, I guess, is what I would call it, because these are the kind of learning experiences I think you remember, you know, years down the line. When I was growing up in Detroit, I remember going to the Detroit Science Center and going to different places mm-hmm. like that, because you really have those experiences with it, like you said, about the pirates and learning. Does that help? Obviously, that helps, and I'm sure studies have shown it does when you're actually being actively doing science in something like that rather than just a textbook, just kind of experiencing it. Not only is it fun, but it's also educational.
Yeah, it all kind of works together, you know, and all those pieces are valuable. I think what's interesting about informal learning environments is that, just as you just stated, Nicole, you have experiences when you're children or when you're a little older, and all of those things connect to each other throughout your life. And so you may have had a wonderful experience at the Tri-Science Center that really imprinted upon you. And I could say that I may have had the same situation maybe at the Science and Industry Museum in Chicago. Those things are a really big deal to us as we develop as human beings. And so we're really proud of the fact that Impression 5 can have that type of impact on its visitors.
Well, we're super proud to have you involved in the community, and specifically you, Eric, and the direction you give around there. Thanks so much for coming on with us today.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.